Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
In his speech before the UN General Assembly, President Donald Trump declared that the United States does not seek conflict with any other nation, but that he will never fail to defend America's interests. One of the greatest security threats facing peace-loving nations today, he said, is the repressive regime in Iran.
Not only is Iran the world's number one state sponsor of terrorism, but Iran's leaders are fueling the tragic wars in both Syria and Yemen. At the same time, the regime is squandering the nation's wealth and future in a fanatical quest for nuclear weapons and the means to deliver them. We must never allow this to happen.
President Trump said the United States withdrew from the Iran nuclear deal, a deal that did not allow inspection of important sites and did not cover ballistic missiles, to stop Iran's path to nuclear weapons and missiles. In an attempt to free itself from the sanctions the U.S. imposed after withdrawing from the deal, the Iranian government has escalated its violent and unprovoked aggression, declared Mr. Trump.
In response to Iran's recent attack on Saudi Arabian oil facilities, we just imposed the highest level of sanctions on Iran's central bank and sovereign wealth fund. All nations have a duty to act. No responsible government should subsidize Iran's bloodlust. As long as Iran's menacing behavior continues, sanctions will not be lifted. They will be tightened.
President Trump said that Iran's citizens deserve a government that cares about reducing poverty, ending corruption, and increasing jobs, not stealing their money to fund and massacre abroad and at home.
After four decades of failure, it is time for Iran's leaders to step forward and to stop threatening other countries and focus on building up their own country. It is time for Iran's leaders to finally put the Iranian people first.
President Trump noted that America's closest friends today were once our greatest foes. The United States has never believed in permanent enemies. We want partners, not adversaries. America, said President Trump, is ready to embrace friendship with all who genuinely seek peace and respect.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.